Let There Be Chaos. When Pope Francis arrives in the United States later today, his presence will cause traffic jams and logistical headaches in the biggest cities on the East Coast. The visit will disrupt package deliveries, government business, and that wait for the cable guy will get even worse than usual. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us now from New York. And Jason, you're right there in the thick of it. Are you ready?
Peter, I'm bracing. And then I'm actually going to be heading down to Philadelphia. And that's where it sounds like it's going to be the most challenging for locals and for businesses. They're already calling it Popageddon.
Popageddon.
Down there. Yes. And then the mayor's telling people, don't even go to work on Friday, you know, and even some people aren't planning to go to work on Monday. I know some people just decide to get out of town, stay as far away as possible.
Yeah. So where are the biggest disruptions going to be in business?
Well, you know, it's going to be mostly in terms of logistics and delivery. A number of beer distributors that the journal has spoken with said they're having to reschedule their deliveries, and at least one of them was shutting down. And again, the cities we're talking about are D.C., New York, and Philadelphia. Yeah. So there may be a run on beer as the in anticipation of the Pope. So prepare yourself, brace yourself for that. CVS, pharmacies are everywhere here in New York City. And it turns out 32 of their stores are in the path of the papal visit. And so they're going to be moving up their deliveries. And so there's a lot of adjustments that are being made. So I don't think we're getting into food rationing and medication shortages territory yet. I think it's going to be mostly wild inconvenience, especially if you're in a car.
Yeah. Well, what about UPS, postal service, mail, that sort of thing?
They're going to be affected in a big way. This is sort of like when you have a giant snowstorm around holiday season, around Christmas shopping season, but even worse because there's no plows that can make things better. UPS is going to be suspending pickups and deliveries in parts of all three cities. 28 zip codes are going to be affected. FedEx, they're not going to cancel service, but they're already warning customers of service delays. You've also got the post office suspending deliveries in parts of Philadelphia. They're going to be removing mailboxes along the Pope's route for security reasons. The bottom line, if you're worried about an urgent package and you are on the Pope's route, and there's plenty of maps where you can find out if you're in that area, you could very easily be affected and be waiting until next week to be receiving your package. The Pope takes off, heads back to Rome on Sunday.
You're just going to have to be patient to get that new iPhone, by the way, which is supposed to come out Friday.
But that's right. And okay. If I could add one more thing, there's 1.3% of total U.S. package volume is expected to be affected. This is according to a tracking software developer. So it's not insignificant, the amount of disruption we're talking about.
But briefly, Jason, these cities have seen this sort of thing before, presidential inaugurations, visiting dignitaries. How does this compare to what we've already been through?
Well, I mean, rarely do such restrictive security measures hit three cities at the same time on the coast. And last week we had New York's police commissioner say that when you combine the Pontiff's visit with the UN General Assembly and other major events, New York has never had a security challenge like this before.
You're going to need to go on vacation, I think, Jason.
That's a good idea.
Jason Bellini
after Sunday
of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Peter.